الله وبركاته.
وكان مجاب الدعوة يقدم
في السبق العبرة في تنزل الآيات في عموم لفظها لا في خصوص سببها. أيها الناس، ضرب الله هذا المثل لكل من آتاه الله العلم فلم يقم به أو كتمه واشترى به ثمنا قليلا من حطام الدنيا الزائل، إما من الأموال أو حب الثناء بالأقوال أو أعرض عن تعلم العلم وآثر أن يبقى على جهله، كما قال الله تعالى عن مثله في سورة طه: قال اهبطا منها جميعا بعضكم لبعض عدو فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى ومن أعرض عن ذكري، استمع يا رعاك الله، ومن أعرض عن ذكري، الذكر هنا في سياق الآية هو عائد إلى قوله سبحانه: فإما يأتينكم مني هدى. والهدى بلا ريب أنه العلم الموحى به إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليس هو بالتخرصات ولا بالتكهنات ولا بأقوال الرجال، فإن أقوال الرجال يستدل لها ولا يستدل بها، وإن أقوال الرجال توزن بميزان الشرع عند أن تعرض عليه، فإن وافقته أخذ بها وإلا رمي بها عرض الحائط. قال سبحانه: ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا؟ قال: كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى. ذاكم الذي يأتيه العلم فيكتمه ويطرحه إرضاء للناس وكسبا للجماهير، يتوهم المسكين. هذه أمة ليست أمة جماهير ولا أمة تكتلات ولا أمة أحزاب ولا أمة أعداد، إنما هي أمة حق، كما قيل: إذا أنت الجماعة إذا وافقت السنة. هذا هو الحق الذي يجب أن يعيه كل أحد من هذه الأمة، فعلينا جميعا أن نفهم هذا الدين فهما كما أراد الله، لا فهما كما نريد نحن ولا فهما كما تريد الجماهير. فمن طلب رضا الجماهير فهو حقيق بأن يكون مع ما يقولون ما يطلبه المستمعون. أما هذا فدين لا يقام إلا على أساس رضا رب العالمين، وليسخط من سخط وليرضى من رضي، ما دام أن المولى الكريم يرضى عن العبد فلا هم له إلا ذلك، كما جاء في حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نهضته من الطائف عند أن أدميت قدماه فنظر إلى السماء فقال: إن لم يكن بك سخط علي فلا أبالي. نعم عباد الله، هذا هو ديننا وهذه هي عقيدتنا وهذه هي مسيرتنا، لن نتزحزح عنها قيد أنملة لو قطعنا أوصالا وأشلاء. هذا هو ديننا الذي جاء به نبينا الذي نحبه أكثر من قلوبنا وأفئدتنا وأهلينا ونفتديه بآبائنا وأمهاتنا. هذا هو الدين الذي يجب أن يكون همه إرضاء الجماهير وكسب الناس. فقد حرص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قبلك أيها المسكين على ذلك، فعاتبه ربه فقال سبحانه: فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات. وقال له سبحانه: إنك لا تهدي من أحبب، فمن أنت حتى تريد أن تكسر هذه القاعدة وتريد أن تهدي من أحبب؟ بل الله يهدي من يشاء. فاتقوا الله عباد الله واطلبوا العلم، اطلبوا العلم، اطلبوا العلم من مضانه، لا من قراءة الكتب ولا من الجلوس إلى بعضكم البعض، فإن هذا علم يفضي إلى مزيد من الجهل ويكون جهلا مركبا ويوقع الإنسان في أعماق أوحال الجهل الذي يظنه علما. فاتقوا الله واطلبوا العلم لترفعوا عن أنفسكم الجهل بربكم وبما أوجبه عليكم، تسعدوا في دنياكم وأخراكم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ومن كل ذنب فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم. أثنى على العلم وأهله الطالبين له بإخلاص من مضانه الداعين إليه وهم أول العاملين به، وصلى الله على رأس العلماء وإمام الأنبياء وسيد المخلصين الحنفاء نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس، إن خطورة الجهل بدين الله عظيمة وعواقبها جد أليمة، وأسوأ من ذلك وأقبح أن يتعلم المرء لغير الله لا يريد بذلك إلا دنياه وليس له في الآخرة من خلاق، وهو أقبح من ذلك على الإطلاق من جمع كل ذلك وزاد عليه أشنع المسالك، وهو مسلك المتعالمين القائلين بلا علم في الدين، متناشيا قول الله عز وجل كما في سورة الأنعام: ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو قال أوحي إلي ولم يوحى إليه شيء، ومن قال سأنزل مثل ما أنزل الله ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون. أي عباد الله، لا نزال ننهل من نمير القرآن الصافي عذبا جلالا يثري فهمنا بأبسط العبارة ويوضح العبارة بالإشارة في صورة أمثال تقرب البعيد ليفهم الحاذق والبليد. ومن ذلكم هذا المثل الحي الذي هو بين ظهرانينا اليوم كأبين ما يكون وضوحا: أناس لا علم عندهم غرر جهلهم بعقلهم فأعطوا النفس هواها وتابعوها فتفاقمت بلواها، والناس في ذلك أصناف ستة: جاهل جهلا بسيطا يعلم أنه لا يعلم وهو يأمل أن يعلم العلم الحق ليعمل به، فهذا مجتهد في إدراك مراد الله فهو إلى خير بإذن الله. والثاني جاهل جهلا بسيطا أيضا يعلم أنه لا يعلم، ولكن مصيبته مع علمه أنه لا يعلم وإقراره بأنه لا يعلم أنه معرض لا يريد أن يعلم لئلا يعلم، فمثل هذا هو من يعرض الله عن حاجاته. وثالث جاهل جهلا مركبا فهو لا يعلم ولا يريد أن يعلم أنه لا يعلم فهو بأخبث المنازل. والرابع عالم علما صحيحا تعلم هذا العلم ليرفع به الجهل عن نفسه، وهو سائر في تحصيل ما ينفعه وإيصاله إلى طلابه، فهذا يستغفر له كل شيء حتى الحيتان في قاع المحيط. والخامس عالم علما كله أو جله غير صحيح، فهو لا يستند إلى ركن شديد فيأخذ كل شاردة في الحي أو واردة، وهو كحاطب ليل لا يدري ما يقول ولا يعي ما يأخذ، فإنه تارة يروي عن رسول الله ما لا يثبت عنه، فإذا قيل له يقول: أليس هو كلاما حسنا؟ أو كل كلام حسن ينسب إلى رسول الله؟ إذن فما هو الكذب وما هو الكذب على رسول الله؟ سادسا عالم يعلم علما صحيحا وهو يعمل به ويبلغه، فهذا يأتي يوم القيامة في مصاف العلماء، فنسأل الله أن يعافينا جميعا ويحفظنا جميعا. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى به ملائكته المسبحين بقدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل حكيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. ألا ولا تقصروا صلاتكم عند سماع هذا الأمر دون غيره من الأوراد، بل إنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال: أكثروا علي من الصلاة ليلة الجمعة ويوم الجمعة. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي مرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ويسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده، الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا الله وحده لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا
الصفات. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد هذه يبدي الظلم أن تستمزوا بجانب خطبة بين خطبة الحاجة. فعند المشهد all people, our speech is still continuing on explaining the parables of the Quran. And today we are the 8th parable of the Quran, which is the ayah number 175 of Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِنْ تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. This ayah is of Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, ayah number 175. Allah Ta'ala there says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Relate to them the story of the man to whom we sent our signs, but passed him by, So Satan followed him up and he went astray. If it had been our will, we should have elevated him with our signs, but he inclined to the ear and followed his own vain desires. His similitude is that of a dog. If you attack him, he lulls out of his tongue, Or if you leave him alone, he still lulls his tongue. That is the similitude of those who reject our signs. So relate the story. Perchance they may reflect. So if we look specifically to this parable that Allah Ta'ala gave as for one of the tribe of Israel, meaning the people of Scotia, the people before us. He was called Bul'am, the son of Ba'ura, and he was from the people of Al-Baqa, one of the cities of Jordan, and he used to name the great name of Allah. He used to know the great name of Allah, and he was settling in Bayt al-Maqdis with those people of Hashmash. It was said that he was a man other than that, he was a man from Yemen, whom Allah Ta'ala brought to him the sign, but he abandoned him. Malik ibn Dinar, one of the Salaf, said he was from the scholars of Bani Israel, and he was somebody whom his subjugation was accepted. They used to make him at their front whenever they have problems and crisis. Because of that, he was somebody whose subjugation was accepted. And for that, Musa alayhi salam, the prophet Musa alayhi salam, send him to the king of Midian, calling him to Allah. But when he reached there, the king of Midian gave him land and money, so he left his deal, which he knows very well, just for that of this life. And anyway, there were many stories said behind this. However, the most famous one of the reason of descending of this ayah was a man from the people before us at the time of Bani Israel, as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and others from the past predecessors say. And the important thing and the benefit of the Bible is not the reason why it is it was descended or saved, but it is to give the understanding of it, so you not to be on what it warns against or what it came to be saying. Oh people, this parable was given for a man whom Allah Ta'ala gave him the knowledge, but he did not get use of it, and he hided it, and he sold it for little money of this world, which is of sure is going away, or might not be money, but he might have sold his knowledge just for praising people. Or it is also given to someone whom the science and the knowledge is presented to him, but he ignored it, he did not want to learn. He turned his back to the knowledge and turned away to this world to enjoy and to be always upon ignorance and not to act upon knowledge. The Bible of this, or as the what Allah Ta'ala said about such kind of man, as in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, ayah number 124 to 126, Allah Ta'ala there said, قَالَ اَبِقَى مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. Allah Ta'ala said to Adam and the Satan, be lowered down to the earth, be elevated to the earth, and one of you is the enemy of God. One of you is the enemy of God. But he who follows the guidance that I send down, then he would not be misguided or misled. And who turns away? And who turns away? But who turns away from my message? Verily, for him is a life narrowed down, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of judgment. He will say, oh my Lord, why hast thou raised me up blind? what I had tried before. Allah will say then, you did, that did so. When our signs came unto you, disregard them, but you disregard them. So, well, though they and thus so, and thus do we recompense him who transgresses beyond bounds and believes not in the signs of his Lord. And penalty of the hereafter is far more grievous and more enduring. So this is the example of the person who turns away from knowledge, who decides not to seek the knowledge, who decides not to seek the knowledge, because it is either going to be something difficult for him to obtain, or it is going to be a proof against him on the day of resurrection, that he was given the guidance, but he turned his back to it. So, all things, fear Allah and seek the knowledge to remove the ignorance from yourself, the ignorance of the Lord, the ignorance that you don't know well how to worship the Lord in reality. And this is for all of those who are living today. And some of them turn away from knowledge. And some of them gain knowledge, but to use it to benefit themselves in this world only. And they don't care about the hereafter. And as I said in the khutbah out of the text, that this is to be done usually for either gaining money or honor or fame or number of people to support and maybe to vote for him. And as I said, this ummah is not the ummah of the parties. It is not the ummah of how big number follow me or are with me as it in the past. The sunnah is what adheres, or the jama'ah is what adheres the sunnah, even if you are alone. Even if you are alone. So we should not care about people, and this does not mean be so harsh with people and don't care. No, but I mean, you do your duty, and if they accept, alhamdulillah, if they don't, that's what Allah Ta'ala wants. And you cannot be better than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi, neither you be like him. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried and tried for that he would accept his call, up until he felt sure to limit that he was about to lose his soul for them. So Allah Ta'ala said to him, do not be sorry for them not to accept the truth, as it is for He, Allah, the Lord, to guide whom He wills. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved man before Allah. He said to him, when he tried and tried and tried to give guidance to his uncle Abu Talib, who supported him, who took care of him when he was an orphan child, who admitted that the message of Muhammad is the truth, but he did not declare the truth. So he tried and tried to protect him from fire, but Allah Ta'ala wanted to give all the colors. After Muhammad was telling the example that you cannot guide whom you want, but Allah Ta'ala guides whom He will. So do not just waste your time by turning more people on your party. This is not the way. You are going on the wrong way. And you have to stop. You have to stop. This is a way that is leading to the hell. Even if you see people behind you praying, fasting, but this is not the way. The way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, by that we ended up the first part of the khutbah. And the second part of the khutbah we said, Alhamdulillah, who praise the knowledge and the people of knowledge. Those who seek it sincerely from the right places of it. And this is very important. Many of us think that they are about seeking knowledge and they are seeking knowledge. How? By increasing the number of the books in their library. Up until the shelves of books go to the kitchen. This is not the way of it. It's not how much books you have. It's not how much books you read. It is two things. Two things only. The knowledge is three things. Sincerity to Allah and going to the table of knowledge. Wanting to seek the knowledge. Not wanting to catch their mistakes. Not wanting to expose yourself. Not wanting to know something that you go back to show people that you have something different from them. So two ways. Sincerity and proper seeking of knowledge. Proper way of seeking knowledge. Which can only be by going to the ulama. By sitting to the ulama. Not one time a week and then you become a Torah. You can't do it one time a week, but you stay as a common person. Awam. But you cannot be a da'i in that way. Rather on a way that you don't even see or know the face of a alim. Wait. So those who seek the knowledge sincerely from the places of knowledge, from the circles of knowledge, and they call to it. And they ask upon it, these are the ulama. These are the ulama. And when we say the ulama, it does not necessarily mean big alim. But who is upon this way, even a beginner, is called the alim. It's called the alim. Because now he has the ilm of how to seek the ilm. Now he has the ilm of how to seek the ilm. Like the person who goes to the engineering college and applies there, he now can be called an engineer. Although he's not real engineer, but because he is in the engineering college, he knows now where to go and seek the knowledge of engineering. Allah understand me, Akhwat. Every time I give examples like that, I feel my heart very painful. Why? Because we are very expert and excellent in everything in life, but not in the deen. We all cannot, if you and I, you have the plan of building your house, I am 100% sure you will not go to the professor so-and-so in medicine. Also, he is a professor. Although he is a professor, you won't go there. Even if all the ummah tells you go there, this is better. You still have the belief that he is not the right man. Although he's a professor. But when you want to know about your knowledge about your deen, about the knowledge of your deen, it goes to everyone. To everyone. Anyone. And just like that, without even asking who he is. Allah Musta'an. So the deen is the cheapest thing in our lives today. That's why the deen did not work to raise us up. This deen which raised the Arabs, the Bedouin deen, people of desert at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out above all the nations. They ruled the Romans, they ruled the Persians, they ruled the Abyssinians, they ruled all the world. And even they reached up nearby Paris in Europe. But when they took this deen from the right place, from the right people, and they act upon it. We are raising a deen as one of the flags that you can make a party with. That's it. That's it. And that's why when you go see the parties, and those people leading the parties, you see somebody either clean shaving and moisturizing his uniform and subhanAllah. He is trying to please everyone who he does not necessarily need to please. But he's not pleasing the one who he must please, which is Allah. He's only pleasing people. And by Allah, whenever they say, we don't want you to be anymore the head, he would leave the whole part. The whole part. He would leave them. And he would start criticizing them. And write books against them. Because this wasn't for Allah. This wasn't for Allah. Don't believe him. They are liars. They are liars. So we have to understand the situation very well. And then I said, may Allah's peace be upon the head of the ulama and the imam of the prophets and anbiya, the best of doctors and church, of Prophet Muhammad and his peer and his family and his companions. Afterwards, all people, barely the danger of ignorance of the deen of Allah is very, very great. And the consequences of it are very painful. Are very painful. To continue arrogant and ignorant, this is not good for you. This is not good for you, Akhi. And worse than the one who decides to remain on ignorance, worse than that is a person who seeks the knowledge, but only to obtain something of this world. He does not care about the akhirah, about the hereafter. He does not care. There is no sincerity in his chest. There is no sincerity. This world only stays on his tongue. It does not. It's too sour for him to swallow. He cannot swallow it. And believe me, such a person, if he swallows the word sincerity, he will die. Why? Because there is no place to stay in his body. His heart is a kind of rubbish, which is not good to fit this world. He is kind of a butter. He doesn't want a lot. He doesn't care of Allah. All what he cares is this world. How much you pay me? How many people follow me? If I do this, if I speak the truth, all will go. But let me tell them what they like, so they all be with me. Subhanallah. Is this the way Prophet came with? A'udhu Billah. But the problem is, the majority like this kind of person. And they come to the people of truth accused him by saying, oh, your beard does not look nice. You don't dress nicely, you have to modernize yourself a little bit. Your robe is a little bit short, you have to extend it a little. You have to extend it a little. You do not give the khutbah in an attractive way. You have to go to Yoban, yani, get a course of how to give a sermon, how to even, I say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. But I want this one, and my journey is to the West, this is out of the text. And my journey is to the West, I saw, in one country which I visited several times, the masjid was committed to the church. Only the stairway is the separator. And on Sundays, I have it on my CD. I could not give the lecture because of their activities. But guess what? That is what I want to bring to you. The way they used to give the sermon is the way that Rasulullah was described giving the sermon. Not the way that these people are telling us to give the sermon on that way. How they want us to give the sermon? Yes, well, you have to know the truth. Okay! This is the way they want. They said to me, they say, you do like that. You do like that. You go slow, you go low, and then you go high, and then you recite, SubhanAllah. What is this? Even those in the church do not do that. They do exactly what we do, remember. What we have found that Rasulullah is telling us to do. But these people, ignorance, do not want. And to them all I say, they like me like that, or they can't leave me alone. I don't like their way. I only like the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whom he please, or those who do not please, that I do not care. Anyway, worse than the person who abandoned the knowledge is the person who gets it, but not for the sake of Allah. And worse than both is the one who earned both. How come? He abandoned the ilm, but he has the ilm. How come that be? He abandoned the proper ilm. The proper ilm, he abandoned it. He did not go to the proper ilm that you advise him. And he gains the ilm that pleases the people. That's all what he needs. So, you can't say he is an alim and a jahil in the same time. At the same time. Alim and jahil and alim. That's what Allah Ta'ala said. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَ وَهَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Some of the scholars of Tafsir said that Allah Ta'ala misguided him because he had the knowledge but he ignored the knowledge. He did not have the proper knowledge. So, and then we said, Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, ayah number 93, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ اِفْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ قَالَ سَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Who can be more wicked than one who invents a lie against Allah? Or say, I have received inspiration, revelation, when he had received none. Or again, who said, I can reveal the light of what Allah has given me. The
revealed to whom? Allah revealed to Qasida. You reveal to whom? Pardon? You reveal on the same level? I cannot be revelation to a different one like that. It goes only up to God. And there is only claim from Shayateen, as Allah Ta'ala says, Shayateen al-insi wal-jinn yuhi ba'dhum ila ba'dhin zukhruf al-qawla qurura. Shayateen revealed to the man, but Shayateen al-lawa is a negative revelation. But the true and the proper revelation is what is called descending from up to God. That is the revelation. So, if God could really reveal, but see how the word do fare in the cloud of confusion at death. The angels stretch forth their hands, saying, "Yet of your soul, this day shall you receive your reward, a penalty of shame, for that you used to tell lies against Allah, and sorrowfully to reject of his lies." That is what is going to be said to him. So all slaves of Allah, first of continuing, receiving of the pure and fresh and very tasty wording of the Quran, explained in an easy way of Quran, and when it is a bit difficult to be understood, the Quran gives purpose for it, so you can understand it. So that the intelligent one can understand it, and even the dull one can understand it. And from that is this problem that Allah Ta'ala gave in this ayah, in the ayah of Surah Al-A'raf. Which is very clear to everyone. But some people whom their ignorance misguided and misused, their ignorance misused their intelligence. Their ignorance misused their intelligence. Their ignorance of the deed misused their intelligence in dealing with the deed. And they thought that the deed can be a merchandise, very cheap merchandise, that you sell and be rich. So they gave their soul a desire to follow whatever advice. And that's why their problem gets worse and worse and more serious. And people in this matter are of six qualities. Let's go through them. The first person, the first and second, and third, the first three are of ignorance, people of ignorance, but they are not the same level. The first one is an ignorant who knows that he is ignorant, and he wishes to seek knowledge, so he can act upon it. And this is to the good of Allah. This person is approaching the good from Allah Ta'ala. The second is somebody who is ignorant, and he knows that he is ignorant, and he admits that, but his problem is he does not want to learn. Well, sometimes he tells you, "I'm busy." Some other time he says, "Wallahi, she can't bring many thoughts in his brain. Oh, I feel shame to sit with the people who I'm preaching." Okay, don't preach shame.
among them some Christian. Don't check it.
And some other time tells you, I believe in him because they have something from the conditions. Simple.
How simple is that?
Very simple. But he follows the Satan's ultimate, thinking that this is very good. So this person who turns away from seeking knowledge, Allah will turn away from his needs. In this world and in the hereafter. In this world, he gets in trouble, Allah doesn't help him. Allah needs it for his own. So that is a problem. We have to be careful of that. Because one day, you may be in a problem. You may be in a difficulty. You might have your car broken in the middle of a long, long way. And you have no one to help you, because Allah doesn't want to help you. Because you always turn away from him. That is a problem. Although this person admits that he is ignorant, but yet he is turning away. And that's a problem. Worse than that. Worse than that is an ignorant who believes that he is not ignorant. He believes that he is somebody else's elder. This is the worst, because this person is going to speak of even. And he believes that he is going, he is speaking of truth. That is what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf. قُلْ أَنْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Look at that. But we tell you about the losers of those who are doing and acting upon the way of worship. Those are the ones whom their deeds are based on misguidance. Why do they think that they are doing good? And you know how, what is the percentage of them today among the Muslims? They are almost 99%. Almost 99. I'm not giving you a hopeless impression, inshallah, but this is the truth. If you guys are having a problem in your sighting, you can go to the, you can go and make glasses or did some records to see the Muslims and how they are. It's only 2 weeks from now to see them. Only 2 weeks from now to see them on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal and see how they do. You know that what I'm telling you is the truth. You know that I'm telling you the truth. That is only one example. But if you see them in their daily activities, you will see even worse than that. You will see them going to the graves, asking them their needs. You will see them, what I'm going to tell you. There is something to be said, and something cannot be said. Something cannot be said. That because we respect this place, the Muslim. We cannot say it, it's evil. It's shame, it's dirt. We cannot say it. And that's it. Allah understand. So these are three ranks of the ignorance. Now we're going to get three ranks of the knowledge. One is a habit who has authentic ilm. And this ilm elevated him. Elevated him highly in the worship. And such kind of person who is teaching the ilm to the other. Oh, sorry. This kind of person is teaching the ilm to the other. So this person, even the well in the bottom of
to know our problem today, just get to the trade shops, the Islamic trade shops, and see the names. Go to the TV channels and see the faces. And listen to their talk. You will know. If you are seeking the truth, you will see it. With your bare eyes, with your naked eyes. The third is a alim, somebody who has ilm, and he is acting upon it. He is acting upon it. But his problem is not, is that he is not extending it to the others. Because, hey, your wife, I speak, people will criticize me. Let me just keep quiet. I go to the circle of knowledge, I take knowledge and come back home. Now, this is a negative example of the alim or talib al-ilm. We are in the bottom. If you are a soldier in the bottom, you cannot say, oh, I'm not going to use my gun because people will say that I did not do a good job. It's not like that, Rafi. You have to do. You have to. You have to go and teach the demons. Yes, be on your own convenience, against your own convenience, your time, your family, maybe you need to fund, maybe you need to pay, but this is not for nothing. You are not doing that for nothing. Example. You are somebody who wants to buy a shirkat. Will you pay money? Will you rent a place? Will you pay the ones who are going to supply the car? Will you pay those who work with you? Or you want? You just want to earn and save. Earn and save. You cannot have business like that. There is no business like that. There is no business at all like that. Even if you decide to work as an employee, or you don't sell nothing for your own self, but you're still selling your time. For what? For a few dollars? Thousands? Millions of dollars? What is that? Nothing. Nothing. Yes, there are people who have much money to limit the day, take them, and eat them as table. To eat them, they will not finish it. Maybe if they burn it, they will not finish it. Maybe all the poor in Australia and America will finish and their money will not. If they burn. But, to what? To where? They will take them. To where? To nothing. No happiness. They are not happy. But when you set up your business with your Lord, you will win. You will be rich. You will be happy. Just speak knowledge and just send it. Don't tell me how I feel at this time. And on the other side, do not just be like that, very arrogant, ignorant, and get too proud to go and teach even if you don't know. And we have two qualities that are bad. One, he decides to go and teach without even seeking knowledge. Or maybe he seeks knowledge, let's say, 6 years in Islamic Revolution in Medina, and then he came converted from other religion to Islam, doesn't know nothing about Islam. He came speaking other languages of that Arabic, he doesn't know about Arabic, and now he learned in 6 years, and he thinks now he got there. He got there. He goes back to the West and sit there. 1 year past, teaching. 3 years past, teaching. 3 years past, teaching. 30, 40 years, he's there. He is conscious of. He doesn't go back to the ulama. He doesn't have any contact. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he used to come to Hajj, and I told you this story maybe, just to see the ulama and discuss the nations of God with them. And one day he did not have enough money, he hears that Abdul Razzaq is coming from Sana'a, from Yemen, for Hajj this year. And he wishes that this is of Al-Muslim. So he decided to come from Baghdad to Mecca, but he had no money. He asked the caravan in this ship to use him as the one who carries their goods and upload and load.
Allah, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala rasulih.